Detroit's financial troubles are reflected across Michigan, and the state has been using what some consider a drastic method to deal with local budget deficits, emergency financial managers. New laws allow the governor to send in these managers, and the managers have the power to fire local officials. As Chris McCarris reports, this has sparked a debate about both fiscal responsibility and power.
Lots of municipalities around the country are in financial distress. The most serious go into receivership. That's been tried in states like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Rhode Island. Yet no state has been more aggressive than Michigan, as residents of Benton Harbor well know. The town of 10,000 sits on the other side of Lake Michigan from Chicago. It now has just 6 firefighters and about 20 police officers. Musicians practice on drums and an organ in a Benton Harbor church. Pastor Melvin Burton explains the fiscal dilemma here.
I think the biggest thing is that there's just no money. The city has ran out of money because factories folded up and left here and left people with no income and high taxes. And it's like many other urban areas around the nation, the same problem. Well, you just can't point the finger at any one person.
Whirlpool Corporation is the area's largest employer, but it pays taxes in the township next door where its headquarters are. Whirlpool doesn't have blue-collar workers in Michigan anymore. The last plant closed in March. Representative Al Pasholka has close ties to Whirlpool.
Going down.
At the state capitol, he introduced measures expanding the powers of emergency financial managers. The new Republican governor, Rick Snyder, signed them. Pasholka says an emergency financial manager has been a good thing for Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor's now actually starting to show positive cash flow. What do you think about that?
Dozens more cities could be taken over. In February, the state trained 300 potential emergency financial managers. Both Democratic and Republican governors have appointed people like this for 2 decades now. Joe Harris is one of 4 spread across the state. Former Democratic Governor Jennifer Granholm sent him to Benton Harbor last year. At a recent town hall meeting, Harris told reporters that no one stole money from the city's treasury.
It's not missing. They simply used money to fund expenses that they couldn't afford. It's not missing. They didn't take it out of pension. They simply didn't put it in as they should have. We had over 100 people on the payroll when I got here. We have about 70 now.
Harris has broad powers. He's been able to break contracts with police, firemen, and companies that provide services to the city. He's stripped the mayor and the city commission of their authority. Harris says he's trying to shrink a $4 million deficit. He says he's getting the city to live within its means.
My job is to put the city in a financially sound, we call it structurally sound, position before I leave.
But protesters are calling for Harris to leave now. Dennis Knowles is one of Benton Harbor's city commissioners. Speaking to a crowd of 200 at the local library, he says there's lots of blame to go around.
Free trade agreement and NAFTA, all exacerbated by presidents and corporations.
Knowles represents a movement calling for an end to free trade, which he says helps corporations like Whirlpool send manufacturing jobs overseas. United Auto Workers President Bob King agrees. King recently spoke to about 50 people gathered at Progressive Missionary Baptist Church. Under emergency financial managers, King predicts an attack on union collective bargaining rights and more.
This is taking away people's democratic right to vote, elect, and hold accountable their local officials. So if you can do it to mayor, why can't you do it to a governor? This is a step towards fascism. This is unbelievable.
King wants the federal and state governments to spend even more money on education and infrastructure, something not likely to happen anytime soon. What is likely is that Michigan will keep deploying emergency financial managers as more towns here sink deeper into a fiscal hole. For NPR News, I'm Chris McCarris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.